Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Hey, and we're live.
You act surprised. Oh, fuck.
Yep, we were live.
All right. So we've been talking back and forth on how you want to do this in the future. You want to keep doing these special shows or not do any of them at all? I don't know that I want to give Kai the satisfaction anymore of doing these. I think that something that gets lost in translation between American and whatever he is.
Not American.
Right. Because I've told him some things, not necessarily in confidence because it wasn't a secret.
Yeah.
But the translation is like, yes, we get, before you guys started talking about us, we get X amount of downloads.
Yeah.
And then he goes on the show and says, we only got 10 downloads a month before him, and they were all bots.
I didn't listen to their show yet. Is that what he's telling people?
Yeah.
That's awesome, actually. I kind of like that.
Don't fucking encourage him. Fuck.
I'm sorry. That's just funny. Yeah, whatever.
Nobody gives a shit.
So other than that, how was it?
I was going to wait to talk about it on our show, but...
Like our regular show?
Yeah, which we're going to record right after this.
Yeah.
It's confusing to me, man. Nobody cares. We got to do these voicemails, but the guy... So they won't let us come on because we're not big enough. But they'll let...
I think we're big enough.
But fucking Jericho? Do you even know...
Wrestler?
I could understand if it was the fucking wrestler.
No.
But...
It's the only fucking Jericho I know.
Fucking... I went down this whole fucking... I didn't do shit at work today other than... I watched some fucking video of them. I think it was called like Casino Royale or some shit. And I think it was the first time that they all four were in the same room recording.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya looks fucking miserable through the whole fucking thing. Like, I know that. One of them dressed up as like a Pokemon or something. He's got like a fucking furry cod. I think I could probably hang out with Kaya in real life. You know, I could sit at a bar with him and talk.
Sure.
I don't know about the other ones. I don't fucking get it. I don't get the whole fucking thing. Whatever. But look, I'm leaning into it.
I don't know what that means. Leaning, like, are only old people supposed to drink Monster?
I wanted to know what the fuck is the deal with this boomer bullshit.
You are angry.
Down a fucking rabbit hole, man.
I'm loving it. You're angry.
I am as bad as one of those 12-year-olds because I've been Googling anything I could find out about this fucking Kaya.
Oh, shit.
All right. I hope this is a fucking good... Anyway, only... So, you know, like you said...
Turn the can around to get us some money.
You know how you always say black people are the only ones that eat watermelons? Apparently, boomers are the only ones that drink this.
I love how you just... You know how you always say...
On. Let's just move on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Well, boomers, I'm not here...
Fuck you!
I don't know who you are. I would have my dad on the phone, like the official voice suggested, but he's getting milked right now. He hasn't been back for a while. I'd also like to say that while I'm not 12, I am still a minor. So you might want to get Chris Hansen on those official boys. Kaya has quite the silver tongue. He asked me to buy one of those whistling butt plugs and fart into the mic. So you might want to get him on that. Anyway, I don't really give a fuck at this point. Adios.
No, I'm with him. I don't really give a fuck at this point either.
So do you want to, that's what I mean. Like, so, and we just keep getting further and further behind. Like, this is never going to end. We're never going to get out of this. I wanted to prove a point to him to Kaya when, you know, when he kept pushing people our way. I wanted to prove a point, like, fuck you, we can get through this.
but we can't. Are you conceding? Is that
no? I am not conceding. We are going to get through these. I just don't know in how long.
Oh boy. 6 to 8 months.
Yes. So I'm Tyrone. Well, actually, my name is Tyler. And I'm a former black man, right?
Cut.
You see, also Anthony's mom sucks.
Cut.
What? Wait, why? Because he's a former.
I'm a former black man. Come on, we're not doing that. Okay. Stupid.
Hello, sir. Would you like to buy some canned coochie on sale now?
Done. Nope. No. Even more no.
So what constitutes, we're on what, number six now? What is a voicemail that we will let go through?
I'll let you know when I hear it.
Yeah, this is from official podcast. Charlie's my dad. He's a hottie and he's my dad. I like him a lot. He's my dad.
You know what? Did you see that email that I forwarded you from our what was going to be our sponsor?
Yes.
So how fucked up is it? We had a great fucking sponsor opportunity lined up. And so what it was a sex toy company, and they had a
wait. I saw that you had re-emailed them. Did they reply?
Yes.
Oh, see, I didn't see that. They didn't copy me on it. Son of a bitch.
Anyway, so they're pulling everything from us. They don't want anything to do with us.
No. Really? I wouldn't either. Did they say why?
Yeah, so they found out that through Google, whatever, that we are now associated with the official podcast, and they don't feel comfortable selling sex toys with anybody that has that broad of a 12-year-old audience.
Well, that sucks.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Elijah Grimes from Clarksville, Indiana. I just wanted to call in and say that I love y'all's podcast. Hope I make it on the show. Anyways.
That's enough.
You made it on the show. Good job.
This is like the pre-show. Yes, Kaya, that's a real story. This is like a pre-show. So, yeah, anybody can make it on this because we've promised to make it through all the shows. Now, is that interesting enough for Kaya to pull and put it on their podcast? I doubt it. Whatever the fuck your name was, I don't remember.
Something Grimes. Frank Grimes.
You know, I've got to record 4 shows tonight.
4?
3 with you, and then I got 1 immediately after this. Do you know how fucking pissed off I'm going to be by 4?
Judging by how
the official boys sent me, just want to say, official podcast, fantastic. But you guys, the Who's Right podcast, love everything that you do. The official podcast introduced me to you guys, and I want to personally apologize for all the mean and hurtful fucking voicemails you get from the official boys.
I appreciate you listening to us, but your apology means jack shit. You can't apologize for somebody else's shit.
I appreciate you apologizing, and I apologize for Doug taking his anger.
Fuck
out
you.
On
you. You can't apologize for me. I just went through that.
Hi. So I'm in a wind tunnel. It's kind of crazy out here right now. I'm Riley from North Carolina.
Hi, Riley.
Yeah. So I think your guys' podcast is pretty okay.
You hear that?
Yeah, we're pretty okay.
Pretty okay is an understatement, actually. I think it's pretty good. Also, I apologize on behalf of everybody from the official podcast. I am a
I can't take it, man. Fucking pull over and call or some shit.
This is going to be a short episode, isn't it?
What the fuck, man?
All right.
I think that was somebody's colonoscopy.
Hey, this is Kyle from California calling for the official boys. So they do this game at the end of each episode where they play a intro to a cartoon, and they have to guess what the name of it is.
And let's take this time to talk about Flattest Flutes.
And Kaya and Charlie didn't get it, and he was like, "Boo! Why could you get the fucking anime?" Okay, well, Andrew, not all of us are fucking.
Shut the fuck Anna, up!
Can you be done with that? I don't. Do you just call and just ramble? What the fuck, man? Come on.
You know what? Maybe we might get through all these tonight.
Hey there. Fuck.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you for that.
That was pretty funny.
Hey there. Some guy from New Jersey here from the official podcast. You know, that big dick group of boys.
This is Kaya.
Came here to say I like your show and I like what you guys are doing and all that stuff. But this message is a bit too nice. So you know, Doug, you're fat, and that's wrong. Anthony, you have a mother, and she shouldn't exist.
What?
Keep up what you're doing.
She shouldn't exist. What an asshole!
All he told me was I was wrong for being fat. He willed your entire lineage out of existence.
My mom shouldn't exist. Wow.
That actually kind of stings, probably, don't it?
Hey, Anthony and Doug, I'm Brennan. I'm from Virginia, and I'm just calling from the official podcast. And unlike these sick, limp dick bastards I've been hearing in your podcast, I've listened to most of your episodes now, and you guys have a great show going on. Glad Kaya recommended it to me. I'd like to apologize for the official podcast fan base as a whole.
I like them better when they just talk shit about us.
Idiot gave these kids phones. I promise not all of us are like this.
I feel like the retarded kid in junior high that got beat up, mm-hmm. and then you're sitting in the junior high class, and then people force them to come apologize to you for beating you up.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like. Kaya says,
that's hilarious.
Kaya says, hey, call these guys and tell them that they're fat and their show sucks. So then we get a barrage of emails. You're fat and your show sucks. And then Kaya's like, listen, you guys are a little too hard on them. It's not what we were looking for. You need to go and apologize. We're sorry. We didn't mean it.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. I think that should be the name of the episode. You're fat and your show sucks.
Hi, I am a 12-year-old who listens to the official podcast.
That's stupid. You're not. I don't care. There's no way that was a real voice.
Didn't sound real to me.
I believe they have young people listening, but I refuse to whatever. Okay.
Hey, this is me, Lakota. I'm from Georgia, and I just started listening to you guys' podcast, and honestly, I really, really like it. I found you guys from the official podcast, but I'm not here to like banter or rant to get you guys. And you guys are honestly really, really funny and chill and laid back podcast. Keep it up. And have a good day.
You know what, Kaya? Fuck Kaya. This is some bullshit. I feel like I'm being pandered to. This is some bullshit.
Don't try to run on my shit.
I don't like it. I'm not running on your shit. This sucks.
Ray Shavak Congo just said, I would like to apologize for all the people apologizing. I don't know if I can ban or kick people out of here.
Do you want me to try?
Hey, this is Harry. I am calling from Nellis Air Force Base. Just saying that y'all have a fantastic show. And yeah, it's a really good show. Official podcast doesn't have shit on y'all. That's my opinion about it. And that's coming from a bona fide airman. So y'all take it easy. It's Saturday. So have a good weekend. And yeah.
Just because you signed up for the Air Force, you think your opinion is more important than somebody that did? So first off, this guy's saying that our show is better than the official podcast, and I'm still going to attack him.
He said bona fide. You're out. No.
You know what? If you want to bona fide me, sign up to our Patreon.
Yeah, that'll bona fide me.
Sit here and tell me how good my show is. Fucking pay.
fucking pay.
All right, this one's for the official boys. I know I'm a little late to this, but Andrew, I fucking love Mission Hill. When you mentioned
beep, what's Mission Hill? Is that a video game?
Yeah, from Nintendo 64, I believe.
Okay. What's Nintendo 64?
It came out right after the Atari 6200.
Fuck. All right. I'm going to use a euphemism because I can't spill my identity because that's fucked up shit, you know, but
I don't think this guy knows English. I'm going to use a I'm using a euphemism because I can't steal my identity. This is so retarded it just might work.
you should reveal his name and number.
I'm using a euphemism. It's a fucking idiot. Fucking idiot, man. All right. I gotta see where this goes.
Fuck. All right. I'm gonna use a euphemism because I can't spill my identity because that's fucked up shit, you know, but my name is Jolly Joseph. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know when that's fucking it. From fucking buttfuck nowhere. And I want to let the official fucking podcast fucking know they fucking suck. Okay? Fuck you, bro. Misfits are better. Swagger Souls make better fucking videos.
All right, I'm done with
it. What the fuck is a Swagger Souls?
That was one of the games from Nintendo 64. It didn't go anywhere.
Oh, all right.
But cool. I'm not going any. This guy went on for another minute. I don't care. Oh, fuck.
Yo, it's Jolly Joe. But fuck nowhere.
He called back.
I just wanted to call again.
If you're calling again, you don't have to say you're calling again.
It's implied.
Yeah.
Sorry about my little outburst last time.
That's all right. We didn't hear it.
I realized it may have gone a little out of control. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's cool.
Who the fuck is the official podcast?
Like, all right, done. That's twice you got cut off. Try calling again, buddy.
You know what? It looks like he took you up on it a couple more times.
Perfect. Cut him off.
Yeah, it's Jolly Joe again.
Cut him off. Fuck him. Jolly Joe.
Hi. It's Silly Sally.
You know, so that's the same guy. Silly Sally and Jolly Joe. Fucking Detective Doug on this shit.
I haven't seen a picture of your mom yet, and you told me. I just think that Anthony's mom is.
That's all I've seen is pictures of my mom.
That gay web guy is kind of fucking lame.
All right.
Hi, this is Gay One. I'm from California. I just wanted to say. You guys couldn't recognize the fucking dumbasses from the official podcast. Couldn't fucking recognize the stupid fucking Cowboy Bebop intro. Fucking dumbass.
What's a Cowboy Bebop? Is that a video game too?
Yeah, that was back on Amiga, the Amiga system.
Oh, cool.
So, you know what? You fucking turds. Can you guys get Kaya on more?
No,
he's in the chat with you.
Get out. Do you leave? The door's over there. Click this link. Get out.
he's in the chat with you. It's actually easier for you just to ask him because then I don't have to get involved. Just send a note. Say, Kaya, can you come on?
No, he can't. Just because you want him to. Fuck off. Donate to our Patreon.
Hold on. Maybe they don't know where to find that at.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're making me angry. I was happy. You're making me angry.
You made me lose my spot.
Sorry. My bad.
Hi, this is some Gaylord from California.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to let you know, if Kaya said I should jump off a bridge, I would gladly do it. Just, I don't know, just saying that. I would.
Cool.
Can we stop the podcast? And just yes.
Chirp. Yep. Yeah. I liked our old audience better.
I personally don't even care about y'all's podcast. I'm here for the official boys, the one and only. Ooh, Charlie, he's the boy. Kaya, I don't know if he's sober right now or not. If he is, I love you.
But if not, you don't?
Wake him up. Tell him I love him. Andrew Jack, you guys are the homies, okay? Don't quit. Fuck you guys. No homo, though.
Dude. No, that was super homo. He was smacking his lips after every... It was like he was pulling off a cock to say everything, and then he'd go back to the cock, and then he was pulling off the cock.
Douche.
I want to hear that again.
I personally don't even...
It kind of made me hard.
...care about y'all's podcast. I'm here for the official boys, the one and only. Ooh, Charlie, he's the boy. Kaya, I don't know if he's sober right now.
Oh, I fucking love you guys.
Oh! All right. See, that's... I wish everybody just did that.
Was that the whole message?
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, who the fuck is Mike Hunt?
Your mom?
Hello, my name is Mo Lester. Yeah. And I endorse the official podcast.
Okay. I'm sure they appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Lose Right Podcast. I've been sent by the official boys, and I will listen to your wonderful show pretty soon whenever I don't feel like dying. But yeah, what's it called? Have a great day, boys. And if the official boys are listening, hello.
Hello. That didn't sound gay at all.
Hello. All right. I want you to answer this honestly.
All right.
Would you rather have 500 people listen to our show that are straight or 200,000 people listen to our show that are gay 12-year-olds that pay us?
Oh, yeah. That pay us? I'm in. 200,000, please. All
right. Well, in that case, hello.
I was on the fence until you said the part about paying us.
Hello, Lose Right Podcast. I've been sent by the official boys, and I will listen to your wonderful show pretty soon whenever I don't feel like dying. But yeah, what's it called? Have a great day, boys. And if the official boys are listening, hello.
Was that the same one?
Yes. I said we already listened to this.
I'm so tuned out to them. I'm not even listening to you anymore.
Oh, shit.
I was just going to say that one wasn't that bad. I had no idea what he said.
All right. You know what? I 5 more and I'm done with the shit for the night. I can't handle it.
No, we got 7 more minutes. So it could be 20 more. Who knows? Don't fucking growl at me.
Is there a play button back there? What are you looking for?
She's not playing. I don't know. What the fuck you want from me?
Audio?
Hello, Lose the Right Podcast. I've been sent by...
I was going to just play it again.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey, this is Trey from Louisiana. I'm calling because I'm from the official podcast. Don't worry, I'm not going to talk shit about anybody.
I'm not worried.
I'm just saying that because of them, I found this podcast. And I haven't listened to it yet, but I will very soon.
Thanks.
So, thank you for... allowing them to spam your inbox and all that.
There was no allowing. We didn't have no choice.
There was no allowing. You stop it now.
It's like we allowed Kaya to rape us. in this sense, we are toddlers and Kaya is a 6'8" black man. We had no choice.
Nope. We had no say.
Go official podcast and your faggots.
Come again? Oh, I don't know what he... Something about official podcast and faggots.
That's pretty much all he said.
All right, hold on. I want to hear it again.
Go official podcast and your faggots.
But thank you for your call.
Thank you for your support.
I don't.
Finish your thought, buddy.
I don't feel like disclosing any information, but I just want to say you guys have been doing like really good with this whole official podcast thing. I know there are a bunch of cucks out there who think they're funny, but I don't know. No. I just want to say good on you guys. I don't really listen to your podcast.
Cuck is not a fucking word.
You're a cuck.
I'm a fucking retard. Cuck.
Hi. Hello. I'm calling here.
Yeah, you are.
Not because I listen to the Who's Right podcast, because let's be honest here. We all know that this is a shit podcast.
Yes.
We're currently listening to this voicemail. But let's talk about what we're really here for. Okay.
Next.
Yeah, let's talk about what we're really here for.
Hey, Doug and Anthony, it's Max from Max's Kitchen. I just had a quick question to ask you guys. Have you actually ever seen a circus tent in real life? Thank you. See you later.
I want this guy on the show. He's got the perfect fucking radio voice.
You know what I think that is? I have to assume that that's a shot at us being old.
Yeah, it is. I'm okay with that.
I have, because... Yeah, because I'm old.
Yeah, I'm old. Yeah, it's okay.
I actually met Barnum from Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Really? I met PT.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here from the boys over at Pod. You guys are epic. What?
Maybe. What? Maybe write a script. I don't know.
All she had to say was, what do they always say? I'm here from the boys of the official podcast. You guys are epic. That's all he had to say. I want to hear it again.
I'm here from the boys over at Pod. You guys are epic. Thanks.
the Pod.
I'm here for the Pod.
Hi. I'm just okay. You know what? Good job, official podcast. You're doing great. And Who's Right podcast, I think you should, each of you should join two different networks, and then one of you should take Who's and one of you should take Right. Thanks.
Okay. We'll do so that.
Does anybody think that that's clever? I mean, I...
Bye.
I but what the fuck, man? Does it?
Michael, I'm a fan of the official podcast. I'm sure your podcast is fine. Don't give a shit. Charlie, you're a madman, and I like to see you slap moist meat. Keep up the fleshlight work. Good job, boyo.
Boyo, good job, boyo.
All right, so
good job, doggy.
That everybody should stop shitting on these wonderful boys. That
no.
You guys are wonderful, and thank you for taking all the official podcasts.
We didn't have a choice.
Also, I'm just here for the official podcast. I've never actually listened to you guys. I'm sure you guys are amazing. But just want to say, Andrew Jackson, Kaya, Charlie, I love you guys. I've been watching you guys since the beginning. So, love you.
Fuck adios. Off, Kaya. God damn it.
Hey, I know this is probably way late, but on your episode where you're talking about Batwoman, you mentioned gay people and how they don't constantly, you know.
I gotta hear what he's saying. Did we talk about gay people? Stuff.
I just want to ask if you've ever actually met a gay person. because sure, yeah, that is a little bit one-dimensional, but pride and your sexuality becomes such a defining trait of your character.
Really?
That, I mean, if it's nothing serious, we will just go around going, oh yeah, fuck yeah, I love sucking dick. Mm-hmm. Like,
is there a point to this?
It's pretty much, gay is pretty much a character personality at this point.
God, you're a homo.
Yeah, that's all I had to say.
Hey, whoever fat retard is, thanks for signing up to our Patreon. We appreciate it.
Is that me?
I thought it was me, but
did I sign up?
I just seen the email and I'm like, my identity's been stolen.
All right. Fuck. We're almost done here.
Hey, longtime listener of the Who's Right podcast here. I don't know who the fuck the official boys are, but they sound like cunts, especially that fucker Charlie. Anyway. Big fan of your podcast. Anyway, thank you. Fuck the official boys.
So you're full of shit, you cocksucker. Nobody would call and say they're a big fan of the Who's Right show and don't know anything about the official podcast. Follow it up with fuck the official boys. You
right.
Lying motherfucker. Get out.
Click right. The link up top.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe. You want to do one more, and then we got to go do our regular show.
Do I have a choice?
Hi, I'm Agatha. I'm from Prague, that's in the Czech Republic. This is a piece I wrote today in the car. So today I made new science theories just to ease another day, just to wrap things the way they go. But both too lame to show the boys. But for real though, when you know all the references, even art becomes boring. The only thing I dream about is Elon Musk in the morning. All this big dick energy makes me go mad. I hope I graduate, get my degree, become an aerospace engineer, and show up to my dad. Yeah, sex is cool, but did dad ever say he's proud of me or the shit that I made? Tapping the screen, making it glitch. All she ever talks about
is she sounds hot. I don't know what you want from me. On
Twitch. I think he's a dude.
References all the way. The knowledge of God. Did you know that science memes can stick it to the mods? The name is official. The quest is to be with the gamer boys. Because once you became a gamer, you're artificially lost.
Kaya. I think she's foreign, so she might be your neighbor. Go fuck her.
And I have no idea what just happened to me.
I got it. Fuck, I just clicked this one. I got to play it. Then we're done. No more after this.
Hey, Doug and Anthony. I'm calling in for the official boys, but also to apologize to you for the actual fucking children who seem to listen to that fucking podcast. I mean, I love the podcast. The boys, I love them. It's great. Everything's good. But, you know, what the fuck? I honestly don't know what to say. I mean, not all of them are 12-year-old little prepubescent shit. Like, I am a 20-year-old well-put-together man with a budding avocado toast business, and I am very proud of that. But I just want you to know that, I'm sorry for their abhorrent behavior, and I hope they all eat shit and die. I mean, not for the boys' sake, not, but, you know, yeah. All right, love you. I mean, okay, bye.
Did he say that he had budding avocado boobs?
I don't know.
I'm confused. That's all I heard, budding avocado boobs.
Nor do I really care. I think somebody's keeping track of how many times we say I don't care. So
how many? What's the number? What's the official count?
You know what? I'm banning the word official from our podcast from here on out.
Officially.
No. So thank you everybody for coming in and listening to us rant for a sec. How do you want to do this in the future? Do you want to continue doing separate voicemail shows for a little bit till we get through, you know, originally we were just going to do like 3 or 4 voicemails at the end of each one of our normal episodes.
Mm-hmm.
This shit will go. It'll become so fucking stagnant. The shit don't even mean anything. We're already like 2 of their shows behind.
So it all depends on how the tone of the voicemails change, because I can't sit and listen to somebody apologize. I can't.
That don't last long. As soon as those came in, then Kaya switched gears on us and had him start attacking us again.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Oh, all right. All right, so next week we'll do the same thing. So we're going to jump off this stream and then we'll jump on the regular stream. So please don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah, hit the bell or the button.
All right. Don't forget to hit the bell and then the button.
The button and then the bell. Or and find us on MySpace. Bye.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.